I'd rather make less money and be happy than make more money and be unhappy. But what your goal should really be is to make a ton of money doing what you love with the people you love, and don't settle for anything less. And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
What time is it right now? Like 8, 15?
10 after 8.
10 after 8? It's interesting.
In at the night.
Past, yeah, at night. Sorry. In the past, this would have bothered me. Like, oh, here we are recording. You know, I don't work past whatever time. But you were gone all day, really busy. I was gone all day doing something really cool. Matter of fact, I got to slide this in here real quick. I spent the entire afternoon touring some of the great work that Arizona Pet Project does. And if you guys are unfamiliar with them, which if you don't live in Arizona, you probably are unfamiliar with them. their whole mission is to keep pets with people that would normally have to give them up because they can't afford them. And this is not a mere example of like, oh, it's nice to keep pets with people. No, this is literally saving human lives because people are choosing between, do they feed themselves or do they feed their pet? Or they're choosing between, do I take my medication or do I pay for my pet's medication? Or many like veterans that return home from war, right? They fought for us. They are saying, hey, I'm going to live out here on the streets with my pet because I can't afford the security deposits and all those things, you know, because I can't find a good job when I get, like, it's actually a really big challenge that no one stops to think about on a day-to-day basis. And Arizona Pet Project does so much good work. So they're super kick-ass CEO, Liana, she spent the afternoon touring me around, showing some of the good work they, well, first she showed me some of the challenges that we face, and she showed me some of the good work that they do, and it's really cool. But Lori and I are being honored at their upcoming gala as honorary chairpersons, and it's not an honor that I take lightly, and I know you're proud of it too, babe, and we're going to do a little fundraiser. If you guys want, if you want to hit pause and just give a dollar or $5 or $1 million, but really just even $5 helps, you could hit pause and you could go to azpetproject.org/harder. And seriously, just donate $5, $10, $1. It all counts and it all matters. Again, go to azpetproject.org/harder. That is AZ as in Arizona, azpetproject.org/harder. Leave a couple bucks. We'll be forever grateful. Anyhow, so sorry, that was a major tangent because that's how we're here recording it, you know, 8:15 at night.
Okay, so I love this. And number one, that would be freaking amazing if you did that. Number two, Chris, we have a topic today that I want to ask you about. Related to recording late. And it is last year, I watched you have a very busy schedule.
Yeah.
And this year I'm watching you have the same type of busy schedule, but I notice a very different energy and also very different like feeling around what you're doing. So in fact, I remember last year, and maybe you guys even heard it a little bit.
Just for correction, 2021, you mean? Not last year, but yeah, 2021.
2021, yeah. Sorry. So maybe you guys even remember on his podcast or on some of the podcasts that we had recorded, Chris was always busy,
yep.
Telling you he was busy and telling you he was overwhelmed and frustrated or burnt out or acknowledging it.
Yeah, I really carried that energy.
And this year feels very different. So tell me a little bit about that. Are you busy or are you just misaligned?
Yeah, this is a fascinating topic. So 2021, man, my schedule was crammed. And I was really unhappy about it. I mean, genuinely unhappy about it. And I'm a happy person by nature, so it's very unfamiliar territory to me. And 2022, I had what I define as the best year of my life. Now, that's because I spent 2021 realizing where I was unhappy, realizing where I was misaligned, realizing where, sure, I might have been making great money, but doing things that I just wasn't enjoying anymore. And spending that year figuring out, okay, how do I wrap things up? How do I get rid of things? How do I shut certain things down so that I can figure out what more of what makes me happy, mm-hmm. more of what's in my purpose, right? And this is that question you asked. Are we truly too busy where we're unhappy or are we just misaligned? And I was misaligned in 2021. So now 2023, you said it, my schedule is no different than it was in 2021, but I'm happy and I'm having fun and I've got energy and I feel good and I freaking love it. And the difference, if I had to give you a punchline, is I'm doing work that is really aligned. Building this app, this peer-to-peer lending app, it's going to change the world forever. Like, it's going to change what people do when they're in a tough financial spot and they need $500 or $700 or $1,000 and they need it now. It's going to change. It's going to take away the shame and the fear and the uncertainty. I am loving building this thing with my team. Mm. I'm loving the Elite Mastermind that we run. I'm loving doing those things, and I feel super aligned now despite the schedule.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
I can specifically think of times for myself as you're talking and looking at your timeline and your past and how that all switched. And truly, I see that your schedule is just as full, but the energy in which you're approaching the things and the energy in which you are excited about the things. And don't get me wrong, I feel like you did a really good job of reframing as much as you could around a lot of the things that you had going on in the year where you didn't love your year.
Yep.
But it's tough to drag yourself through those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking of the time, this is just a basic one, but maybe it'll help you guys kind of reflect and look at your life. I had written a book and I needed to put it out in the world. So I was starting to work on kind of the marketing and PR plan. And at the time we had hired a PR company and with a PR company, just going to be super honest, they're amazing. And they're just going to try to bring you every opportunity possible. Like some of these opportunities may not even be great, but it looks really good, right? If I was in PR, I'd be like, okay, this magazine wants you to write an article. This online person wants you to write an article. Like they, technically, a lot of them earn their money through just having all these opportunities and sending them to you, like making it look good that you have just so many things that they keep bringing to you.
Making it look like they're busy for,
yes,
on your behalf.
Like they're busy. Yeah. And so what happened is I got so busy because I thought that they knew best, because I didn't necessarily, you know, go and talk to the people who did a book launch in the way that I wanted to do it. That was still very productive and still really gave them the results that they wanted. So I feel like I was just supposed to take it all. So leading up to this, I had like 3 months where, no, probably 2 straight months,
yeah,
where I was writing articles in the morning. I was writing articles at night.
Yeah, I remember you hated it.
I was doing interviews during the day. You guys, it would be 9 o'clock at night and I'd be like, I have to write 3 original articles tonight. Yep. For these different online publications or magazines or whatever that looked
that
like.
That weren't going to move the needle for your books.
That were not going to, but I didn't know that because, number one, I didn't go and talk to the people and really assess what my personal plan was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is a huge differentiator for you this year, is that sometimes you have to go through those times where you're doing all the things and you're doing what people say is best, but you haven't checked in, done your plan, and see if it lines up with what you actually want and if it gets the result that you want. So I hope that my example shows like, hey, I didn't actually do the due diligence to know whether or not this stuff moved the needle. I didn't actually say, hey, should I, you know, is this something that actually matters or can I just do these other things? I just said yes to it all because I thought that I was supposed to. And I think that's where we can, it's really easy to get stuck, right? That's with you, like people were asking you for your help. You just felt like you were supposed to say yes. You, yep, just thought it was what you were supposed to do. And now you're very clear on who you want to say yes to, what projects you want to say yes to, what you want to do. And it's sneaky like that.
Yeah.
It's sneaky like that. Like I didn't think that I could even say no and optimize my PR experience with a book. And you can. You go and you look at the people whose lives are, who are living the life that you want, and you go and you look at it and you check it out. What are they doing? What are they saying yes to? Ask them questions. And I truly believe that's why this year you're showing up as the person that you want to be, doing these things. Yes, you're busy, but they're busy with the right things that are giving you life and giving you energy and are also moving the needle forward on your goals.
Yeah, guys, you really got to pause and ask yourself, are you feeling too busy? Are you feeling stressed out? Or are you okay with the level of busyness that you have, but you're doing things that are misaligned, mm-hmm, things that aren't moving the needle in the direction that you want them to? And by the way, if the answer is, oh gosh, I don't mind working hard, I just am working on the wrong things, you're probably not going to be able to just pivot tomorrow.
No.
So borrow from our story. It took me all of 2021 to first realize it. That's step one. Realize it, own it. Step two, take 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it takes, for you to do the work to turn the ship.
Yeah, I love that you pointed that out because we've had full-on years where they're just unraveling years.
Just ship-turning years.
Just ship-turning from how hard we drove the ship in one direction,
yep,
that we woke up one day and realized was not aligned.
Yep.
And I gotta be honest, you know, like the word aligned, we're using it because it's like one of the easiest words to grasp around what we're talking about. But I even think in misalignment, it's so important because that's how you figure out what is actually for you. So I don't think that you're in a bad place. I don't think you're doing it wrong. If you're listening to this going, oh my God, I'm so misaligned. How did I get here? Well, I think it's important to wake up in those moments. And being in those moments is the only way to be clear.
Yep.
Because there was a point where it was a great idea for you and it felt good.
Yep.
Until it didn't. And that's when you know.
Things change and people,
yeah,
change.
Totally. So even if you're like, oh my God, how did I do that? This feels so wrong. It probably felt really right to you to get that experience, say yes to it. And now you can mark it off. You can rule it out. You know what isn't for you.
I would kind of end by saying this. I recorded a TikTok the other day for our new social media company, right? They make me stop and record all these things now. And what I ended up saying was, I'd rather make less money and be happy than make more money and be unhappy. But what your goal should really be is to make a ton of money doing what you love with the people you love, and don't settle for anything less. And, mm-hmm, I think that's the best way to sum this up. I'd rather make less money and be happy than make more money and be unhappy. But what I'd really want to do if I were you is make a ton of money doing what you love with people you love and don't settle for anything less.
Oh, So good. You guys, I am so grateful for you. And, you know, Chris and I always talk about our Power Nine, and we would love to share it with you. We finally put it in a form where we can hand deliver it to you so you know exactly what we're doing to manifest everything that we want, to get into gratitude every morning. And if you don't have a Chris or you don't have a Lori, you don't have to have one, because now you can absolutely do it on your own as well. And all you have to do is text the word POWER to 310-496-8363. That's POWER to 310-496-8363. You guys, we're so grateful for you. And until next time, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar, and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community
for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.